Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and you're listening to Catalogs, Manifests, and Metadata, Oh My, a podcast where I talk about open source stuff. And today, I want to shift gears and talk about an open source project called Nessie. And this is because Nessie is an open source transactional catalog. And catalogs have become the new hotness, right? Okay, if you've been paying attention the last couple of weeks, you've had Snowflake announced an open source project called Polaris that we'll get to see within the next 90 days. And you had Databricks open sourcing their existing catalog, Unity catalog. So basically you have sort of these two new open source catalogs. So now everyone's thinking about, hey, catalogs. Because basically with Databricks purchasing Tabular, there's this kind of consensus that basically the format that generally people are going to be treating as the default format is really going to be Iceberg. It doesn't necessarily mean people won't use Delta Lake, people won't use Apache Hoodie, but that's generally going to be sort of like the center of gravity, because when Databricks is going to try to build out robust Iceberg support, that's a pretty big signal that Iceberg isn't going anywhere, giving people certainty that they can take advantage of the Iceberg ecosystem. But then the next journey becomes, okay, well, I have my Iceberg tables, where do I catalog those tables? And one of the projects that's been around the longest has been Nessie. Nessie's been around well over the last few years. Okay, in the last year, you saw Polaris, Gravitino, and open source Unity kind of come into existence. And that's just in the last year, really in the last few months. And then the last two years ago is when proprietary Unity catalog came into existence, which was just built into the Databricks platform. So really, even before then, they're really the only open source catalog that there was if you didn't want to use sort of the legacy Hive, which is sometimes hard to deploy, hard to manage. You know, this is why people really like things like AWS Glue, which is essentially managed Hive, was really the game in town. And essentially, what does a catalog do? A catalog is essentially lives up to its name. If you remember like an old JCPenney or Sears catalog, what would you do? I'd be able to kind of flip through the pages and kind of see everything that's in the inventory. Well, that's what a catalog does for tables and other data assets. It allows me to kind of view what's available. So basically a tool can connect to the catalog, and instead of having to like magically know where things are, it knows because the catalog can give it sort of, hey, this is where that is, this is where that is. And so the Nessie catalog is unique, is that not only does it maintain a list of references saying, hey, this thing points to this location, this thing points to this location, and that's where you can discover, you know, a view or a table, a namespace. And again, the Nessie model is actually pretty flexible, that you could expand that quite a bit more, because essentially all it is, it's an object. It's really, think of it as like a JSON object that really just says, like, hey, this is a this type of object with this name, and here's the metadata on that object. So for most Iceberg tables, it's really just a reference to the metadata location. Hey, here's where the metadata for that Iceberg table is. So it's pretty straightforward and how you can kind of extend that. But what's nice about Nessie is that not only does it track these names and references and metadata on these objects, but it tracks their changes. So essentially what happens is that if an object, basically it maintains sort of like a commit log. In the same way like Git tracks changes to different lines of code, Nessie tracks changes of different objects. So say, hey, every time there's a commit, which objects changed? And basically it maintains the old and the new information, but the old information is associated with older commits and the new ones associated with newer commits. So you're able to actually have history of your catalog state. So it's not just your individual table state, which allows you to do time travel at the table level, but allows you to actually time travel the whole catalog. So if you have a model that relies on six tables, and you want to make sure that you consistently run that model against the tables as they were at a particular point in time, you can actually time travel the whole catalog, and it'll basically query the table, those six tables as it was at that point in time. Okay, which is pretty cool, okay, because otherwise you'd have to do is you'd have to create tags at the table level for Iceberg, and while you can do that, they might not all get created at the same moment in time, and a change might come in between that moment, and you end up with slight consistency issues, because the tags aren't necessarily created all at the same time, representing the data at the same moment. I mean, you could, again, I doubt that tables are going to be changing so frequently that becomes that much of an issue, but again, still just much easier to sit there and say, hey, I'm going to tag the catalog at this point. Here's my end of month commit. And now whenever I want to query any table in that catalog, as it was at the end of the month, I can just refer to the catalog tag instead of tagging every individual object. So that's pretty nice. But not only that, you also have the ability to do branching and merging. So in this case, I can actually create branching paths of changes to my catalog that allows me to isolate workloads and actually say, hey, I want to experiment. So I can create essentially a zero copy, meaning there's no physical duplication of data, a copy of my data that I can experiment on without affecting sort of what's happening in my production queries. I can isolate ingestion. There's also some really cool possibilities that it comes with Nessie. Okay, and Nessie does have like different types of security features at different levels and whatnot. It's that's essentially where probably the next foray of between all these catalogs are, like developing those open source security features. But really exciting is that Nessie's now just adopted the Apache Iceberg REST catalog spec, which means it opens up using Nessie with all sorts of tools that you couldn't before. Okay, because now you can access it with that REST catalog. So things like PyIceberg can now work with Nessie catalogs and varieties of different engines that formerly didn't have the ability to work with Nessie can work with Nessie. So that's all pretty, pretty exciting. And also it's going to make sure that in the future, as the Rust and Go catalogs, I mean, not the Rust and Go catalogs, the Rust and Go Iceberg implementations get developed, that they're going to be able to work seamlessly with Nessie as well. So overall, pretty exciting times. So that's what Nessie is. This is hopefully now you understand what a catalog is, what Nessie is. It's an open source project. Definitely, it's kind of gotten a little bit more in the limelight with all the excitement around catalogs this last couple weeks. So if you haven't checked out projectnessie.org, go check it out. And I'll see you all in the next episode. I'll see you all later. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at AMDataLakehouse. And I'll see you all later. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Have a good one.